We're live on Jaguars.com. Breaking news, the Jaguars have traded back into the second round and have selected another wide receiver. They've made a trade with San Francisco. They've moved from 70th to 61st. And they've also traded the 150th pick. That's the middle of three fifth-round picks for the Jags to move up to 61st overall. And they select wide receiver Allen Robinson out of Penn State. Glad you're with us on Jaguars.com. We'll have the press conferences for Dave Caldwell, maybe Gus Bradley coming up shortly. You heard from both earlier after the selection of Marquise Lee. Well, an offensive theme, no doubt about that, with Bortles and the number three overall pick, and now two wide receivers for the Jaguars in the second day of this draft, the second round of this draft tonight. Well, the Jags have gone wide receiver, the Biletnikoff winner in 2012. Last year, Robinson, this was in 2012, it was Marquise Lee. Well, last year, Robinson was a semifinalist for the Biletnikoff Award, two-time defending Big Ten receiver of the year for Penn State. Fantastic career in state college. And the numbers for him, 4.6 40, a 39-inch vertical jump, and another guy that can really help this Jetfish offense. And you saw his smile when Marquise Lee was selected earlier. I'm sure he is just beaming right now with plenty of new weapons. And we know Jerry Sullivan will be a busy man coming up in the next week or so when rookie camp begins. So if you've just joined us, the Jaguars have traded up to the 61st pick, 150th pick, the middle of three fifth-round picks, and the 70th pick given to San Francisco in return for the 61st overall selection. And the pick for the Jaguars is wide receiver Allen Robinson from Penn State. So all offense so far, it's Bortles, Lee, and Robinson. And this should be a very interesting wide receiver room coming up in the next week or so with the veterans in. We heard from Cecil Shorts III today after the pick of Bortles. We haven't heard yet from the rest of the locker room as John Osier joins us. J.P. Shadrick with Jaguars.com, senior writer John Osier.
Coffee? I need some.
But, yeah, it's been quite a night already.
Yeah, huh? Yeah. I mean, it's been crazy, and just got through filing the story for Jaguars.com on this one. Allen Robinson, certainly a surprise move in terms of them trading up. But I don't think it was a surprise move in terms of addressing that position. They made it very clear going into the draft that they needed to address wide receiver. People were surprised when they didn't do it up top. I think they thought they were going to go after a guy yesterday. They went after the quarterback instead, but made major moves. They had basically said, and we had assumed, that they were going to need at least two receivers who could play immediately out of this draft because you don't know what's going on with Black. So this is certainly doing that.
Let's go next door. Press conferences with Dave Caldwell.
How are we doing?
Good. How are you doing?
Well, we got another true junior in Mr. Robinson, so we're excited about that. You know, this is a guy that brings another element to our offense. You know, he's a bigger guy, a little over 6'2", 220 pounds at the combine. Really explosive with the ball in his hands, too. He jumped 42 inches in vertical jump, close to 11-foot broad jump. But that doesn't measure what kind of kid this kid is. He is extremely hardworking, extremely grounded, highly competitive. Again, I feel like a broken record. Very humble and hardworking. I think he's going to bring an element of competition to this team. One of our favorites from the beginning. We had him right behind Marquise Lee on our board. So they were right there neck and neck. And when it came down to it, we never kind of imagined that we'd go back-to-back receivers because we didn't think they both would have an opportunity to do it. And as it started to go, we started to make calls or trades and had a couple lined up behind San Francisco, but San Francisco is the best deal and most willing to work right away, so we were able to do it.
How important is it to get a receiver that has that basketball kind of ability, jumping and able to go up and attack balls at their highest point?
Very, very important, especially for Chad and quarterbacks to be able to, you know, throw it when he's covered. And, you know, in this league, you're going to be covered a lot. And this is a big guy that can out-muscle defenders, high-point balls. And but he's got very good run after catch, too. You know, he averaged, close to 15 yards per catch this year and had really a lot of that was after the catch.
How well does his skill set mix with Marquise?
Very good. And, you know, between Allen, Marquise, and Cecil, We feel really good about that. Ace is our kind of our specialty guy, and then you know, we got some competition now. I think we've covered that. I think we've kind of moved on for this year. Now, see where we're at.
If you can't come, you
can't. If that happens. You know. So. We have quite a bit of intel on him. Brian Simmons, our area scout, our scouting staff. We interviewed at the combine, and you can't find somebody at Penn State to say a negative word about this kid.
97 catches in the Big Ten, is that rare?
Yeah, very rare, especially with a freshman quarterback.
How did he get those?
Well, they do a lot of quick game to him, and he runs after the catch a lot. That's why I say he's very good at after the catch. You see the Ohio State game, the Indiana game, where he reverses field and can really create on his own. But this is a big target, and, you know, big targets are good in this league. Yeah, you know, and I think we said it along. And, you know, when we went after Alex Mack, it wasn't anything negative against Brew. It was more of the ability to add an elite player at that position and, you know, maybe move Brew to right guard. We actually have some good feeling about Brewster, and we do need to add some depth at the offensive line. I don't know when that's going to be, but we'll figure it out.
So Brewster's starting center as right now?
Well, he and Pat Lewis and Jacques McClendon will probably be the ones battling for it.
Who's the other starting guard right now?
Probably the one that doesn't. Will Rackley and whoever doesn't win that job will be up for that job.
Is this guy Robinson the next, or is he?
He'll probably be both. He can play inside, he can play outside, he can play all three positions.
So you're looking at the backup right away, or
no? I think you will see him pretty involved right away. I think, you know, we'll run a lot of three wide sets, and I'm sure he'll get plenty of reps.
Very intriguing,
and I had a lot of production in a pro style system.
Posted back to back 1,000-yard seasons. What did that tell you about?
And that's the type of kid he is. You're going to see a very hardworking kid that's going to be very consistent, excellent hands, and can make the contested catch, which is critical at this level. Yeah, I think I told you guys we needed some guys that could hand the outside the C-swim Mercedes, some guys that could hand the ball to the referee, and that was kind of the deal.
Will you be looking to fortify that offensive line the rest of this draft?
It's somewhere along the line, I'm sure we'll pick an offensive line.
Is it going to have to be the best available players?
Yeah, I think so. I'm not, to be honest with you, we're not too overly concerned about it. And you guys might think we're crazy, but we have guys that we feel that can step in and be competitive. We talked about Brew and Pat Lewis and guys like that. Sam Young is another guy. Frenchie, we feel good at right tackle. So we're not too overly concerned about the O-line.
You'd say no, but you're talking so soft.
Oh, I'm sorry, Vito.
You're not overly concerned about the line?
No, no. Yeah. He'll probably be about 215. Yeah.
So with the three wides now are Lee, Robinson, and Cecil, the three wides.
Well, yeah, and we got some other guys, Ace, we got that's going to go in there. They're not all going to take every rep at on the offense. So we'll have some guys. Mike Brown's still going to be in the mix, and there's going to be competition. That is the central theme.
So if those three guys are three wides, which one's the slot guy?
We'll see. We got some time to figure that out.
I hear you.
You had said you thought the depth of this draft would play into your needs. Tonight maybe work out better than you thought it could?
Yeah, very good. Very good. We didn't, when we met with the coaches, we were thinking about one of these top six receivers that we were going to get. Both of these two guys were in our top six.
Thank you, Dave.
Thanks, guys.
All right, let's go for Bradley real quick.
Okay, I'm extremely excited about Alan, I know Dave and I talked about this, with these guys on the board when we were looking at, some talented receivers up there. I know Jerry Sullivan is a guy that's really high on Alan. He did a lot of work on Alan Robinson, even more so work than he did on Marquise. Knows him really well. The traits that Jerry looks for in wide receivers, he has. ability to drop his hips and come out of breaks, all those things, plus his size. I think that's the one thing we were targeting was the ability to find size at the wideout spot.
Is having Jerry there make you a little more confident that you can play young guys
that way? Yeah. You know, Jerry was in my ear. We watched him. We talked about him. We went back and watched him again today. We watched both those receivers, and we were trying to decide between which two. And, yeah, it's one of those types here. We're like, okay, what happens if they're both there? Then what? And, we decided Marquise. And then when it got closer to our pick and Allen was still there, we talked about the possibility of trading up to get him.
Because you took lead first, you're going to have to tell us which one you were picked.
What's that?
Since you picked lead first, you're going to have to tell us which one.
That's okay. Yeah, I'm okay with that. I think very well. I think you had the question about how to get them all on the field at the same time. You know, he's probably truly more an X, because of his size. That's, to go out where he'll add competition at that spot and, the ability to play three wides and open it up. I just think it feels better to me. Tannen Doss is doing some good things for us, along with Ace and Kerry Taylor, those guys. But I think it elevated that room. And it's created more competition, and that's what we needed. Well, I feel better now at the wide receiver spot. I do feel better. We'll see what happens with these guys. You hear the hearsay about Marquise. He should have been a first round pick, possibility of being a top wide receiver. But I just feel like it's better. And what I love about them is they're both really, really competitive. Really competitive. And great people. Marquise was kind of the bell cow to the room there. And that's what Allen was at Penn State. So to have two strong personalities like that come in, it's going to add quite a bit to our room.
In today's NFL, how much strain does it create on a defense if you've got a big physical guy on one side and then a guy like Lee on the other?
Well, it just gives you options. Yeah, it gives you options. I think the bigger guy, too, where you could see it, where it could benefit us, is in the red zone. Yes. And washer, and D-Wa. I haven't even gone in there.
What would you say about that? I mean, kind of puts a little more pressure on Jed, all these toys.
Well, like we said, we've got some needs. You talked about in the offensive line, those needs. We've got to address some, but we've got some picks, and I think when we put it all together and our board, he was the guy that was remaining at that spot, and we just didn't want to take a chance with it. Well, I mean, we do have some guys. We haven't had pads on, so Brewster came back, and he looks really good. He's bigger. He's stronger. His mindset, all those things, he's doing a great job now. He is doing a great job. Zane Beadles next to him has helped him out tremendously, and he just has a different mindset. So I think, we're excited about that. But, we know we got to even create even more depth there, too.
So who's the other guard then?
Well, we'll see. Is that what Dave said? No, it is. We'll see what happens. Let's talk on Sunday, or Saturday night.
And see what happens. Acquisition of this play, if at all, change your perception of what offense?
Well, I think sometimes when you take a quarterback like we did with the first pick, and there's talk about, okay, now what, Gus? Here's a guy that you're talking about not playing. But, I think it's important for our players to know, well, it's not for 2015. You got to take advantage of this time now. And I think the addition of these two guys makes a statement that we're trying to get better now. We're trying to get better now. And, our players understand it. When you make a pick like we did in that first pick, it's a commitment to the organization. And we've always said that. Sometimes you fall in love with guys, and you have to make cuts, and you make cuts because you got to do what's right for the organization. And I think this is another, that was the first round pick. Now these picks right here, it's another thing. We got to do what's right for the organization, and bringing competition in that wide receiver room is important.
Any element of relationship you've had moving past the wide receiver? Jay kind of made it clear
right
there that
Well, I don't know if I can say relief. You know, I feel like at times that I think there's probably a little emptiness that that there's some unknowns there and you don't know how it's working out. And, you know, I don't want to just shut it off. You know, my feelings about, I was hoping that, you know, it'd be better than maybe where it's going, but we'll see.
What do you mean better than where how is it going?
We haven't heard much, and it doesn't sound like it's going in the right direction, so.
What do you base it doesn't sound like going in the right direction? What do you base that on?
Just like Dave said, we can't count on him. Uh-huh. You know. Okay?
Thank you, guys. Okay. Appreciate it. You should be here, hopefully.
The comments of Dave Caldwell and Gus Bradley after the trade and the selection of wide receiver Allen Robinson from Penn State. So the Jags have a new quarterback, two new wide receivers. Interesting thoughts that they were really torn between these two wide receivers today. And they end up with both of them anyway. They made the trade up. They traded the 70th pick. And the 150th pick, that 150th pick is the middle of what was 3 fifth-round picks for the Jaguars. They traded both of those to the 49ers. So the third-round pick and a fifth-round pick for the 61st overall pick to get Allen Robinson. We're about to be joined by Jaguars wide receiver coach Jerry Sullivan. Jerry, come on in and join us here on set after quite an entertaining evening for the Jaguars. I'm sure it was quite entertaining in the war room, and Jerry Sullivan will join us now. Grab a microphone. Coach, welcome. Congratulations to you.
Thank you, sir.
And let's pull the mic up a little bit here, a little closer to you. But did you see this one coming today?
No. I thought we would be fortunate to get one of these guys and not both of them. And, it's interesting how in your mind as things are going and progressing in this – in the draft, how you think some guys will be there and then they're not, and some guys are. And Allen Robinson was a guy that he kept kind of falling to us, and then Gus and then Dave made the trade, and I was very excited about him. And obviously Marquise is a real quality guy that will add a lot to our football team. So I'm just thrilled that we got two young warriors. The guys have competed at a high level in some really top-notch football programs, and I'm excited for our team.
Jerry Sullivan is with us, Jaguars wide receivers coach. Let's start with Marquise Lee, a guy who 2 years ago won the Biletnikoff Award.
Correct.
Came back with some injuries, some coaching issues at SC, battled through, but that doesn't take away from what he did in his college career. And what can he do well in the field for you?
He's an elite route runner, has a great ability to transition to stop quick and accelerate. Mm-hmm. He's a good cut, what I call a good cutter, change directions, and he's got the ability to hit a home run for you. And he's played a lot of football. He played through a lot of injury this year, was hurt a good bit of the year, but kept playing. And we got a real quality guy in him. It's a person. High character guy.
It sounded like he had some, just growing up, a tough time and kind of fought through some things as a youngster to get through. Now, let's go Allen Robinson, Penn State, Big Ten receiver of the year the last 2 years, a Biletnikoff semifinalist last year. Is he different from Lee, and how is he different from Lee?
He's bigger, thicker. He's very explosive. I was there at his workout. He had a 42-inch standing vertical jump, which is really good, mm-hmm. and almost an 11-foot standing broad jump. He's got a lot of explosion. Didn't run great times, or he'd have been probably a for sure first-round pick. But I love his competitiveness. I like his style of play. I was there for his workout. Like I said, I really liked him on film. I liked him even more in person when I was there. He has a great reputation as a real warrior up there, and he's played in a lot of cold weather, a lot of different climates, and I have a lot of respect for him.
Jerry Sullivan is with us. I won't ask you to comment too much on Blackman, but Dave Caldwell pretty much said that is most likely the end. And obviously with two picks back-to-back, trading up to get two receivers. Just talk about this room now. Cecil Shorts the third in there, Ace Sanders in there, these two new guys, the guys that are coming back in the next week or so that have been around here. Pretty good little room you got right now, Coach.
Yeah, it's always good. It's kind of like childbirth. It's, you know, you got new blood, and, you know, except they're grown and they're not little. And you have to teach them, and pro football is a learning experience. And it'll be thrilling for the fans to see them develop and accelerate their game. I've had young guys before who played very well and been very young, and I'm excited for them. And you know, our one of the backbones of our program that Gus talks about all the time is we compete at a high level. Mm-hmm. So each guy who's sitting at home that's already been here and hears their names call out, it probably makes you twitch a little bit in your seat and grab that cushion a little bit tighter. And that's the name of this business. It's a competitive business. It's a great business to be in. It's a great business to watch guys develop. And the thing you always know is there's always going to be new blood coming every year. It's just the way it works.
Jerry Sullivan is with us. Last question for you. Is there a night like this you can remember as a wide receivers coach or a coach in this league where you had a couple of wide receivers come in your room with a trade up, guys back-to-back like this that can be elite players?
Well, when I was at Arizona, I got Brian Johnson and Anquan Boldin in the first and second round. Wow. But that was 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of water under the bridge since then. And I'm real excited about these two young guys and what they'll bring to the program, in addition to what we already have. The guys that are here, I have a lot of respect for that have been here. Again, new blood. These guys will learn, and they'll be welcome into the room, and they'll compete. And that's the way it works. Just like I said, that's the way it works, and that's the nature of being a professional athlete is the competition and just doing the best you can do with your skill level, and usually things will work out.
Jerry, congratulations. We appreciate your time tonight.
Hey, I'm always glad to spend some time with you and anytime.
Jerry Sullivan, wide receivers coach for the Jaguars, joining us on Jaguars.com. After the Jaguars have made a trade, two wide receivers selected tonight. It's Marquise Lee from USC. It's Allen Robinson from Penn State. The Jaguars trade the 70th and the 150th pick to the San Francisco 49ers. They get the 61st overall selection and take Robinson. And it's always great to hear from Jerry Sullivan. He is a happy camper. So is Jed Fish. So is Gus Bradley. And we heard from Dave Caldwell, too. Let's go now. We'll pause for just a moment. We will hear from Allen Robinson himself on the phone press conference. We'll have that live right here on Jaguars.com. Stay tuned.